Tyler, Cooper preached consistency after practice the other day. Do you feel like consistency was the issue tonight?
Well, I thought actually our first period wasn't too bad. We're down one there. You know, I think they had a couple CNI ones that went in, kind of changed the momentum of the game. And, you know, I thought we were working, but we weren't our best. We didn't respond well enough to really take over the game. And obviously that's tough.
Do you feel like you had enough quality chances? I know you had a lot of shot attempts, a lot of shots. Do you feel like you had enough in front of?
Well, I thought, especially at the beginning of the game, we had a lot of good opportunities that, whether it be little tips or shots that just went wide, or, you know, you have to give Rene credit. He made some huge saves at the beginning. You know, a couple of those go in, obviously changes momentum a little bit, changes the score, and, you know, we might have a different conversation right now. But the fact of the matter is they didn't go in, and theirs did, and we just got to respond better and try to get back into it.
Obviously not the way you wanted to end the homestand, but now that it's behind you, how do you feel about this five-game stretch?
You know, we got some points here, so I guess that's good, but we feel like we can play a lot better. We know we can do better, and, you know, it's just a matter of doing it now. I know we've been saying this for a while, talk's cheap, but, you know, we really do have to.
You guys scored to make it 2-1, and it had some momentum on that power play after that, and then after that third one went in. How much of a deflating moment, I guess, was that when you were?
You know, it's tough when, you know, you're playing from behind like that, but at the same time, we can't let that bother us. 82-game season, it happens a lot that you play from behind, and there's a lot of times that, you know, games where things just really don't go your way and they go the way of the other team, and then there's games where things are going your way when, you know, quite frankly, you don't deserve it. So we just got to keep plugging away. I think we kind of let up after that. Like you said, we got deflated. That's not our team. That's not what we want to be. So we definitely have to be better than what we were.
Maybe outside of the Rangers game, is this as bad as you felt after the game?
No, I don't think so. I think if you look at the game overall, I don't really know if it's a 6-1 game. Some of the opportunities that went in, you know, I'd say 9 times out of 10 that doesn't happen. And for us, some opportunities that we had, I think probably could have went in more often than not. So I don't necessarily think it's as bad a game as what the score dictated, but we definitely have to be better. I mean, there's no excuse for that.
What's the message heading into these two games in Pennsylvania here?
Well, I think we have to learn from this, learn from what we did wrong there, address it, and move on. We got to get some points here on the road, playing some teams that we're trying to catch. So, you know, this is a really big road swing for us.
You mentioned 9 times out of 10, some of those shots don't go in, and Vassie's obviously bailed you guys out on a few occasions this year. How much, you know, looking for him to kind of maybe bounce back after a game like this? It's been a couple of rough ones for him.
I mean, by no means I'm blaming Vassie on any of those. Sometimes it just happens. You know, he's been huge for us back there. He's made some saves that he has no business making. And, you know, we have full confidence in him. We got to do a better job in front of him, limiting these opportunities, limiting these chances, and doing a better job of, you know, playing offensive zone and creating more havoc for them. And, you know, we just got to do that.
Thanks, sir.